with NSK and Shaquan. It is 8:18 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us, DJ Desert Storm and Dark Vapor on your favorite Amai.
More.
Yeah, Dandako. Proudly made in the streets of Vambulokasi. It's the NSK and Shaquan that's on your radio, and we did promise you that we are going to have a conversation about a certain Rotary Club that decided that they're going to do something very, very beautiful.
Absolutely.
That's for the folks in Okahanja. Now, the our Rotary Club, Ventuk, and the Determination Academy is in one sentence. And I'm actually thinking, why do we have the Hours Rotary Club and the Determination Academy in one sentence? Well,
yeah,
that's why we have Loretta Libanda as well as Nathan in studio. Loretta is the president of the Hours Rotary Club to explain why. Why is Rotary Hours Rotary Club Ventuk and the Determination Academy in one sentence? Good morning, Nathan. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we're great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
We're so excited about this.
Thank you for being here and looking all fresh early in the morning.
Exactly.
What time do you wake up?
You don't want to know.
You don't.
But the first bird catches the earliest worm.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, I mean, Determination Academy and the Hours Rotary Club in one sentence. Make us understand.
Okay, so Rotary International is all about impacting the communities. And with Rotary, we wanted to impact our community here in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Nate, he managed to identify the academy.
Okay.
And we were able to target childhood early development.
Mm.
And we're going to be helping 60 kids, just over 60 kids. And
yeah,
we're going to be giving them educational packs tomorrow. So that includes backpacks and some clothing, some stationery.
Mm.
And we want them to know that we support them, even if they've been left behind in the formal education system. Because maybe financials and, not having access as small kids, maybe you're not able to travel by yourself to go to the nearest school. That could be 5-10 km away.
Yeah.
So that's why we targeted them. We have the founder, Harriet Muvayana, who is the founder of this place, and she's the one who has managed to touch us at Rotary. Nate has been fortunate, Rotarian Nate that I have here, has been fortunate to meet her personally, and they've even interacted and stayed together at some point. So that's how he was able to form a beautiful connection with these kids. And that's why we're going to be giving them this donation, just so that we can make an impact within the community.
Yeah.
All right. When just even thinking about it right now, the area itself definitely would.
Yeah, that's why you've got an area.
Yeah. So, Nate, maybe you can break it down for us. If it's maybe someone who's listening right now and hearing about the Rotary Club for the first time, break it down for us. Is it what it is that you stand for and what it is that you do?
So Rotary Club is an international organization of professionals who come together to do community activities. So our club is relatively small. We're about 20 members, but we engage in a lot of projects all over the country. So I'm involved with this project in Okahanja, as well as our work in the Nai Nai Conservancy in Chumkwe and the Aswanes Primary School.
Yeah, all right. So if you can break it down to us as to why Determination Academy. Loretta just mentioned that you spent time with the founder and so forth, but why specifically did you end up choosing them as a beneficiary this time around?
So I have been working with Determination Academy since it was founded in 2019. And I know Harriet very well. When I first moved to Namibia, I stayed at the school, and I've been helping.
When was this?
In 2019.
Okay, 2019.
So I've been working with her off and on throughout that time. Last year, we were able to raise money and buy new desks for the entire school, new desks and chairs. And this year, we're working on some larger projects, but with the start of the new school year, we wanted to help the kids individually with these packs.
So, okay.
Do we have the overall value of the donation here? Because, I mean, if you're looking at over 60 kids, it should be a considerable amount here for the, is it the school packs and the stationery.
So the packs themselves have cost 15 to 20,000, but we're also going to be starting an endowment to help with the school fees for the students. So that'll be an additional donation as well.
Now, Loretta, is there a corporate entity here that is involved, or is it just the Rotary Club and
on your own? Yeah,
that's pulling in one direction.
Mm. So imagine that we're doing this all on our own, but we definitely want to invite stakeholders, yeah, corporates, organizations, NGOs to come and collaborate with us. Mm. That's one of the challenges that we currently face within our Rotary Club, is that we have access to about $333 million Rotary International. Mm. But the concept is with Rotary International is that we want to collaborate with the local corporates, the local stakeholders here, so that Rotary International can match the exact same amount. Mm. So imagine if we were able to do this
by ourselves.
Now imagine how much we can impact our society, how we can impact our communities if the corporates and even members join us at Ours Rotary Club, so that we can be able to say, instead of only having food packs given out and now starting the endowment, we can do so much more for even the next academy or the next school.
Because it's just one school, it's just one area. I mean, you mentioned the area in the Kunene region. What did you say again? Sorry, Nate.
So we've been working with the Nainai Conservancy.
Nainai Conservancy. Now, how do we get involved? Obviously, this is now done and dusted.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The logistics are done. There's a plan already. But moving forward, how do we get involved? The ordinary person on the street, an organization that hears your plea right now.
Who that
do
you has call? $2 million for that you. That is $2 million
or maybe even more.
Or even
to
more.
To make the next Namibian's life a little easier.
I'm glad you're asking all the right questions.
Yeah.
So, Ours Rotary Club meets up every Monday at Joe's Beer House from 6:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
And with what we do at our club, all you have to do is come for three consecutive meetings, show your interest and your passion, and we can have you on board, right? Mm-hmm. All we are doing is serving to the community. I need to emphasize that we're not just getting money and sitting there. It's not like a tenderpreneur situation, no. Mm-hmm. We are literally taking time to serve out of our everyday life to help the communities. So if you want to have impact and join us, meet us at Joyce B House every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30. To all corporates, I'm sure you're going to get very soon news on our next Gold Fundraiser that's coming up in September. We hope that you can participate and form teams. All that money we're going to be fundraising is going straight back into the communities.
It's quite profound here. I've been to the area that you guys are going to benefit right now, and I can tell you, even as a tough guy like myself, very hard guy, you'll shed a tear too. And you lived at the school, for that matter. My goodness. Wow. Nathan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Osi Loretta, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you, and we wish you well with the road coming forward. All right. It's 8:24 right now on the Namibia Side and Soul. Stick around. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. In case you just join us and you're wondering, oh my goodness, what was it that they were talking about? Don't worry. Give us 5 minutes or so.
Hey there, football fans. Are you ready to unleash your fantasy Premier League skills? We got you covered.